The following program is for adult audiences only.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Running on Empty with Mr. Windy.
Yeah, you're taking way too long to answer the goddamn phone. I can tell you that right now. I'll sit here and wait 5 fucking minutes. You don't answer the goddamn phone, then I gotta call your fucking cell phone and find out what the fuck your problem is. And then you text me back and say, I'm ready. Fuck shit too. We've been trying to do this shit for fucking 15 fucking minutes, man. Goddamn. I don't like talking on a fucking phone for a fucking hour. But I'll do it. And there's a lot of shit going on. I done been to court. I done been to the hospital. Yeah, and you know what? I whipped them all, man. I whipped them all. I whipped them in court. When they found out in court, this guy fucking said I beat him up. I had no idea what the fuck they were talking about. I was like, what are you talking about? They said, Anthony Schweifer. I said, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. He says you beat him up. Okay, well, Rick Coates investigates, which is a part of the KLT program. They have an investigator like Perry Mason or Hawaii Five-0, any of them shows. They have an investigator like that. Rick Coates, he's that good. He can find out anything about anybody anytime. So I told Rick Coates, I said, Rick, this fucking somebody named Anthony Schweifer, there's a separate charge against me in court that I'm being charged with. I thought I'm here for verbal assault. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, Gentry. Fuck stick. You put on goddamn Facebook or social media, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that if the spit doesn't hit, you must acquit. Punk, understand, I'm the one who was acquitted. I did not spit on anybody. Somebody spit on me, and they hit me.
Oh, I thought you did the spitting.
What?
I thought you did the spitting and the swallowing.
Are you fucking shitting me? She spit on me, and everybody said I should have knocked her head off.
So how do you get charged with assault when somebody spits on you?
God, wait a minute. Because I said you must not want to live very long.
That's a verbal assault.
Assault. That is the assault. The assault is she claimed to the court that I was going to kill her when I said you must not want to live very long. Now I am going to kill her. I never said I was going to kill her. I said, you spit on me. You must not want to. Maybe you'll step in front of a moving bus. Maybe you'll fly on an airplane when the motor falls up. Maybe you'll fly on a train or anything. But you clearly don't want to live very long if you fucking spit on me, man.
I can see you don't want to live long because I can tell by the slurring in your words you've had one too many today.
No, that's actually not true. I gotta make a change in my plans, you know.
So you are drinking today or not drinking today?
Gentry, what the fuck are you talking about, man? I drink every day, you know that.
What about the smokes? You smoking today?
I'm smoking cigarettes.
What about weed? You smoking weed?
Yeah, I'm smoking weed. I'm smoking cigarettes, and I'm trying to listen.
Where's listening to the doctor's orders, I wonder?
To the doctor's orders?
Yeah, didn't he say shut down the drinking?
I am, hey, quiet down. I am, once I went to the hospital, I have 2 half gallons of water that I have laced with lime juice. Because limes are a certain electrolyte that you have to keep you hydrated. And you know what? Ever since I've been drinking this lime juice and water, In World War II, they called the British Limeys because they carried limes in their pockets, and the Americans had a bunch of canteens full of water. But the Americans always ran out of bullets because they were drinking too much water. The British had limes, and they sucked in limes, and they had more bullets. That's why they were called Limeys. So I drink lime.
What about drinking a Corona?
Hey, listen.
Put a lime in that Corona, baby.
Hey, hang on. You're doing the right thing right there. Mexicans put limes on. When you're cooking chicken on the grill, squirt a lime on it. When you're cooking a steak on the grill, squirt a lime on it. When you're drinking a beer, squirt a lime in it. There's a value, gentry, in limes. There's electrolytes in limes that are in nothing else in the world. So now, the hospital told me, you know, if you're gonna drink a liter of whiskey every day, you're gonna chase it with two or three natty daddies every day, you're gonna have to fucking drink some water. And I was like, I don't like drinking water. I mean, if you're in the desert and you're a migrant trying to get across the desert and you have to have water, maybe I'll do it. But if I'm sitting right here right now, I'm like, man, I don't want to fucking drink no fucking water. Well, they said, if you're going to drink a liter of whiskey every day and you're going to chase it with 25 natty daddies, you are going to have to eat a little something once in a while, and you're going to have to drink a little something once in a while, okay? But now here we go with this bullshit. So I do the, what am I going to eat? I don't eat a whole lot. It interferes with my drinking, but I will eat a little.
Have you been doing that?
What?
Have you been eating and drinking the water like they said?
Well, we just ordered, me and Tucker Paul and all them, we just ordered I ordered 20 chicken wings, and I'm thinking it was like Hooters.
Now, what does that have to do with the water? The chicken wings, I'm curious.
I was supposed to eat. So eat and drink water. So what I ate was a bunch of chicken wings from Papa Cage here in Mansalona. They're not chicken wings, they're chick wings. They're baby-born chicks. There's nothing. You hit one of those, I'm like, man, what the fuck? They tell me, eat this, eat that, whatever. I'm like a vulture eating and some of the shit. When you eat my Papa K's up here, you're like a vulture, man. But anyway, so I ended up eating their chicken wings, and now I do drink 2 half gallons of water every day with my old whiskey bottles. Half-gallon whiskey. No. Old whiskey bottles, I fill them now with water and with lime juice. So now, in the middle of the night, when I have noticed a difference. I used to piss 5 times a night, every night, every fucking night. I'd wake up and have to piss. Now that I'm drinking this fucking lime juice and water, and staying hydrated, I ain't got to piss every fucking... I'm like, wow, all night long, I ain't got to piss but one time in the morning. Yep, and get up and fucking piss. I'm like, wow. So there must be something to keep yourself hydrated.
And what about your blood pressure? How's it running these days?
Do you know that I'm on my regular routine, because when I went to the hospital, I convinced that doctor, put me on what I know I need, and let's see what happens. Well, now every time, I check with Paul yesterday, he pulls his machine out. He likes to challenge me. Let's see what you're doing. Okay, let's see what I'm doing. Last time I was on that gentry, 100 over 80.
That's low blood pressure.
No, not for me. My blood pressure is usually 180 over 120. So if I can lower it to 100 over 80, that's where I need to be.
That seems kind of low on the top number.
Not for me, man. Listen, you know, listen, this is a true story. When you and I are looking at each other and you said, I'm going to slap your face, there goes my high blood pressure on the top number. I don't think you're going to do it, but you think you are.
You're moving awfully slow these days. I think I could beat your little ass.
Stop it. Stop it. You take the swing and I put my hand up and you hit my hand and my hand hit my face and you said, I hit your face. No, you didn't. My blood pressure's high. Let's do this again. And let me try and let me show you what high blood pressure means. Like the hose is about to break. There's veins about to blow out. And you're like, I told you, this is no bullshit. And Yendo was there. I said, are you ready? And you said, yeah. I said, I don't think you're ready. You said, yes, I am. Whap! I fucking smacked your face and I had to catch you before you hit the ground, man.
Oh, pull fucking shit.
That's high blood pressure. That's high blood pressure.
I'm not going to beat on the elderly, you know? Like, that's just not my style.
Fuck, oh, fuck. Okay, fuck. Hey, listen, I told Yendo afterwards, I said, did you even see? I mean, I really didn't really want to smack the shit out of him like that. And he said, it happened so fast. And I was like, right, because I was like, I'm not going to go slow motion. Hey, slow motion, can you see this coming? Can you block it with your hand before it hits your face? And you know what? No bullshit. I was only playing. I took the swing at your face, and goddamn, I saw my hand, the whole palm of my hand, smack you across the side of your face and send you to the fucking ground.
You're so full of shit, man.
Bullshit.
You barely touched me, and I didn't want to hurt you because you're an old man. You're in a fucking walker nowadays.
I'll call Yendo right now. He won't answer back.
You know that while you're drinking whiskey, I'm at the gym.
Goddamn show. Hey.
You do know that, you fucking pussy.
When are we starting the show?
I was hoping that you already started it. I only got so much time today.
No, I ain't started shit, man. I ain't started shit. I got fucking people that tried to pick a fight with me. I've been in jail twice now. Twice over people trying to pick a fight with me.
Are you proud of that or something? I mean, why would you want to say that?
Why do I want to say what?
You been to jail? I mean, is that something you want to announce?
Gentry, I was in jail in Grand Rapids, and I was in jail. I was jailed again in Grand Traverse County. And when the smoke cleared and we're trying to find out what the fuck the problem is here, they said, well, you got somebody that says you beat them up in 2017. Wait a minute. Who the fuck did I beat up in 2017? I'm not. Yeah, I played around with you. I slapped the shit out of you, but I didn't beat you up. And I fucking slapped the shit out of a few other people, but I didn't beat them up. Well, then when Rick Coates, the investigator for KLT up here, he's a private investigator, and he works for free. I called him. I said, Rick, I need your help. I said, the court is trying to tell me that I beat somebody up, and I don't know who the fuck they're talking about. You know what they did? Rick Coates looked into it. Rick Coates investigates, and he sent me a picture. That fucking guy, Anthony Schweiper or Schweipler, whatever the fuck his name is, he died a month ago, and I still did not know who he was. But when Rick Coates sent me a picture of him, I said, fuck. I remember that guy now. We worked on used snowmobiles together where they broke down and people fixed them and all this other shit on the outside of between Buckley and Traverse City. So this guy winds up dying.
And he filed like a lawsuit against you or something?
What?
Who is this guy?
He was somebody who way back when I worked with him and he wound up stealing some shit from myself and a guy named, a third party named Kelly Bungie, They had Kelly Funky list. I said, now I know who the fuck you're talking about. Now I know who you're fucking talking about. This guy ripped off a bunch of shit from people, and I did not beat him up. Here's what I did. Kind of like you, I grabbed him, and I threw him, and he landed into the kitchen table. Okay, so the kitchen table roughed him up. He was stupid enough to come back after me again, and so I...
So he pressed charges against you, is what you're saying?
Listen, I threw him the second time. I did not beat him up. I threw him across the room. You hit the table, you hit the TV, you hit that. That's what beats you up. And the whole time, they had pressed charges on me for beating him up, and I never even fucking knew it. Can you believe that? I never knew.
You're starting to sound like somebody I really don't want to be around.
No, he's dead.
No, I'm talking about you.
What are you, what?
I mean, all this bullshit. I mean, you got people mad at you for this. You're subpoenaed for this. You got charges pressed against you,
Gentry,
for this.
Listen,
I mean, you're a walking drama nightmare.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from. Let me tell you something. When you are the most popular person around, people want to be around you. It doesn't matter what the fuck you do, whether you're fishing, fighting, or fucking. People want to be around you. And if you decide that you don't want to be around people that want to be around you, then those people will turn on you. And you don't have to worry about that. You're not in any kind of danger like that. Nobody wants to fucking be around you. Nobody gives a...
You're so full of shit, man.
What?
No, why? I bet people would much rather be around me than you, you fucking dumbass.
Be around you. Who the... Ever listen, Judgy? Everybody wants to be around me.
And not me. I want to be as far away from you as I can.
You're
that's why you do this show on the phone, you fucking trash.
You're a liar. You're a liar. If I was down there on Fort Myers Beach, cast net and shrimp outside the Lonnie Kai or Big Carlos Pass or even Little Hickory Pass, and you were passing by on the fucking road, you know good and goddamn well you want to stop by there and say, what's going on here? Nothing. I'm just catching some shrimp, just catching some snook, catching some grouper. Can I stay with you? No. Get the fuck away from me, man. What
Who
you
want to be around you? There's always the drama around you, seems
listen,
like.
Listen. Tell people the true story. Your name is Gentry Thomas Odom, so Gentry Odom. But you don't go by Gentry Odom. You go by Gentry Thomas, because Gentry Thomas sounds a little bit cooler than Gentry Odom. My name is Charles Shaw. I don't give a fuck. I go by my full name, Charles Shaw, C-H-A-S-H-A. Your name is Gentry Odom, like Joe said when we were on K-Rock. Oh, dumb. You're so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I'm the dumb one. Why is it you're always fucking lost somewhere living under a bridge down by the river fucking trying to get me to send you money?
Hey.
If you're so fucking slick and smart.
Hey, okay. Now you want to get to the brass tacks. Okay, you're the dumb one.
Yeah,
okay.
Who's dumb now, you dumbass?
I will admit that even though you're fucking dumb, I still need you.
I understand. Are you ever going to start this show? Because it's running out of time already.
I know. Listen, and we got to get going, man, because my friends, the Ukrainians, we're in trouble, man.
What's wrong with the Ukrainians?
If we don't keep it up, the Russians will overrun Ukraine.
What about Iran?
Well, but listen, we can pummel them. We have them figured out. We can pummel them. But in Ukraine, because it's close to Russia, China is now threatening that they just might get in on this. If we keep it up, China might get in on helping fucking Russia. Holy fuck. You're talking about World War III only in Ukraine. But it could be if Saudi Arabia joins in to help Hamas. We can't afford to fight two wars, man. We can't afford to fight two wars. You know what we should do? True story. The United States should bring all our Navy home everywhere, out of Yemen, out of Japan, out of China, out of Africa, and surround our country. And then this is what Donald Trump will have done. Our Navy will surround our country, and all you motherfuckers over there everywhere, Russia, China's going to invade Taiwan. Fucking Israel's got a problem with Hamas. And what the United States may wind up doing is we will sit right here and we'll bring the 7th Fleet, the Atlantic Fleet, the Pacific Fleet. We'll bring every fleet with all our aircraft carriers all around the North American continent. And then all you people over there, Russia, you want to fuck around, reestablish the Soviet Union, go ahead. That's your problem. Spain, France, Germany, all y'all that did all that shit, that's your fucking problem.
These aren't the wars that we need to worry about. You know, you get our military all wound up to go over there and drop bombs, because that's not how they're going to do it.
No,
they're going to, like, freeze our electric grid, or they're going to take our money out of the bank. They're going to freeze our banking system. This is sophisticated warfare now.
Nobody will freeze anything of ours, Gentry. Nobody will freeze anything of ours. We run, what's his name, fucking Tesla. He's putting all them satellites up. Do you know that he can pull all the people that are depending on Elon Musk's satellite system? They have no idea that he has the authority, that when you depend on his system, he can pull the plug and you got fucking nothing. You understand that?
What about when they pull the plug on everybody's bank? You all think you got this money in the bank. You go to the ATMs and there's no money. What happens then?
And then you know what?
People go crazy.
You and me and everybody everywhere will get a horse and a tiller. And we'll find a way. You have to grow your own food, man. Just get ready. I'm telling you right now. Get ready. The fucking Russians are getting ready to collaborate with the Chinese. They're going to start two fronts in the World War, and the Chinese are going to attack Taiwan. We can't afford to protect Taiwan and to protect Ukraine. Holy fuck. So it's going to be a World War.
And Israel, too.
And Israel, look, we give Israel $255 million a year, every year, just for them to stay alive.
That's chump change, man.
I know, but we give Germany $255 million every year just to stay alive. Why do we give Germany? Do you know Donald Trump would not even shake Merkel's hand because she owes us fucking money. It was terrible. All these countries.
So are you saying that you're voting for Donald Trump?
Well, you know what? I got to believe when he says we will not protect the countries that do not pay their share. We can't fucking. You know what? I got $1,000 taxes back this year, and I appreciate it. I ain't got my $288 from North Carolina, and I want that money. But I'm telling you right now, when you hear people like Donald Trump say it is not fair to the American taxpayer to have to pay for all you motherfuckers that don't pay shit. We are not the world's police force. You know that. The United States is not the world's police force. We, and of course, we have the world's most powerful Navy because we are a seafaring nation. That's how we got here. Then the Pilgrims left England and they come across the lake. And so now we got to have a Navy to protect our lake. Well, now our Navy's protecting the lakes of the entire fucking planet. We're down there in Yemen. I just watched on the video last night. We're down there in Yemen, which is on the tip of Africa and the southern tip of the Middle East, and our Navy is down there sinking Iranian battleships in Yemen. Are you fucking shitting me, man? Do we have to fight these people just so they fucking understand the rule of law? You know, I should run for president, Gentry.
You think so?
I should run for president and create a group of eight and be a bunch of these people that ain't worth a fuck. We'll have North Korea, China, Russia, Yemen, Iran, Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's record your commercial. This will be for your campaign. On the count of three, I'm going to toss to you, and then you go ahead and we'll record it. We'll start advertising. So go ahead. You're on.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, we're recording.
If I am elected president of the United States, I will form an alliance with all of the countries that are enemies of the United States. Not the group of eight, not the group of seven, not the group. I will have China, I will have Russia, I will have North Korea, I will have Yemen, I will have Syria. I will have every country that we have a problem with, and we'll meet at Midway. We will meet at Midway between the islands of the United States and Japan. It's in the middle of nowhere, the Battle of Midway. Everybody knows where it's at. We'll all meet at Midway, so there's no pressure.
The spot's getting a little long.
What?
The spot, it's getting a little long.
Okay.
You only get like 60 seconds for these spots, so why don't you run it back, be a little more precise? I don't know that you're going to have all that time. So here we go. Action.
I'm going to form an alliance with the, I wouldn't say enemies of the United States, but people that we have an issue with, China, Russia, North Korea, Syria, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, yeah. And then we will have a meeting in Midway. We'll have a meeting in Midway, and we'll find out what your problem is, and we'll find out what our issue is with your problem, and I gotta believe we'll get it figured out. Yeah, that'll be, I'm telling you, there is a chance for peace on planet Earth. There is a chance for peace on planet Earth, but you have to work with people. You have to tell people, listen, we don't want to fuck with you, and we don't want you fucking with us. All we want to do is figure out how to listen. You don't like the way we do shit, and we don't like the way you do shit, and we don't like the way they do shit. But let's all get together and eat some fucking Mugu Gai Pan or fucking, man.
I don't think you can swear in this spot. It's not going to be able to run on all outlets if you're using that kind of language.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now, I believe with all sincerity that if I was president...
I don't think you're very presidential, as they say.
What?
I don't think you're very presidential. You know, yeah, the way you talk, your ignorance.
No. Nobody... No, listen, when you say, I don't think you're very presidential, who gives a fuck about you? What you say? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm an American voter. I'm the common man.
Yeah, but you're ugly. You're ugly. And you know that. You're ugly.
You obviously haven't taken a long look at yourself.
You're an ugly little fucking dude. Your kids are ugly. Your wife's
Your own parents don't talk to you. That's how ugly you are.
Well, one of them's dead and the other one's mad because I ain't got any kids. But, yeah, you got me there. You got me there. Yeah,
I know where to get you. Don't try to fuck with me, you fucking puss.
Listen. You,
I can tell you've been drinking, looking all fired up.
No.
And the doctor said you're supposed to be eating and drinking water. You ain't living to 125, man.
You want to bet? I'm sitting here right now thinking, man, I ain't even fucking halfway there. And I got this little motherfucker. When you look at them rat traps, they have a rat trap that shows a rat trap in a box, and it shows the rat space. That motherfucker looks just like you. I'm like, that looks like Gentry right there. Fucking rat. Fucking, and you know what? And I put a few of them out right here. And I got a couple of your family, and maybe a couple more. And if I get another trap out underneath this truck and they keep eating the wires on this fucking van, I'm going to get another one, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not funny.
No, you're not funny. We're just joking, man. We're just joking.
Did you see where the women got better ratings than the men in the college basketball?
And you know what? And that's terrible, too, because they're trying that bullshit in soccer.
Well, you think it's terrible that the women are shining?
Yeah, but you don't think they're boring gentry?
I don't know. Have you ever seen that lingerie football? It's pretty good action. I know you're not into chicks and stuff, so I can understand.
No, I've seen lingerie football, but all I know is about the women in basketball and in soccer, and they don't have...
So you don't like women's sports?
They don't get rough enough.
You want to see a couple of guys getting rough, don't you?
If you see women, when I was in school, back before you were even born, when I was in school back in the 70s, Dawn Barmerito, Deanna Clanton, Lynn Grundy, these were women that would put a fucking licking on you, and they're a girl and you're a boy. Yeah. Knock you right off your fucking feet.
And you don't think these women these days are any good? What about that Caitlin Clark?
I don't think they can compete with men. You know, it's not that big a deal.
Well, in the ratings, they competed and they won. The Purdue game against UConn got lower ratings than the Iowa game with South Carolina.
Yes, because of Caitlin Clark, it's all good. And listen, Gentry, I don't have a problem with women. In America, I mean, your wife is there, Amy, and there's people over there, and there's people over there. I understand that without women, you know, we might have ourselves a situation on our hands as far as when you're gone, who's going to take over. We need women. But at the same time, I'm like, you guys don't even know that I don't think we need you as much as you think we need you. Yeah, and I tell them that all the time. I tell women that all the time. We don't need you as much as you think we fucking need you. We could get by without you motherfuckers. We won't have any more kids. Okay, fine. I understand that. But we'll still catch that shrimp. We'll still catch grouper. We'll still do that. Oh, yeah. We won't have anybody showing our fucking ripped up blue jeans. Right, you're out there. We won't have anybody doing the dishes. Yeah, you're gone there. Won't have anybody fucking cleaning the kitchen or vacuuming the carpet or nothing. You're gone there. But you know what? Cast all that shit aside, man. We can do without you motherfuckers. And I don't mean to be rude to them. They seem like nice people.
You can get canceled for the kind of talk you're talking now, man. You know how you can't talk about... women, you can't talk about other races. You can't do that stuff anymore.
And you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm sitting there. I'm talking about how nice we think about women. Right. You guys are all right, but we don't need you. I don't think that's disparaging them. When you talk about, not Mexicans, not black people, not anybody. When you talk about minorities. When you talk about minorities, I'm simply saying you guys are all right. You know, we don't have a problem with you, but we just don't need you.
Gotta have them ribs. We don't need pussy too.
We don't need Hispanics.
Fuck
we don't
you,
need
man.
Africans.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, him too. We don't need Italians. I mean, we can deal with a few Italians. We like Italian food.
Democrats, you know. Piss me off.
And we like English people from England. I'm from England. My family is Shaw, S-H-A-W. We're from England. Okay, fine. On my other side, Rieger, German. So English and Germany. Okay, so we like English and German people. We like Ireland. We like Belarus and Lithuania. I'm people from there, too. But I just try to tell people, it just seems to me like people would understand that not everybody needs everybody. And that's
don't
what's
be
happening.
Rude.
That, and I'm right. And listen, and you know what? Maybe I will get on his side right there. He's one of the ones out there that says everybody doesn't need everybody. Well, good. Then everybody get the fuck. Let's go.
Look at this guy.
Listen, Okay, Judge, I'm telling you the true story. And listen, I will vote for him. I'm going to vote for him because, you know, he speaks it as it is, man. I mean, fucking look at this guy. This guy says America first, okay? And all the other fucking people is just like, you know, people don't understand. We're tired of this shit, man. World War II, we had to step in and fight the Japanese and whip their ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then join in over there in Europe and whip the Germans' ass. We split it with the Russians. So it's East Berlin and West Berlin. So, but now that's all over and everything's collapsing back. So now it's back to the good old US of A is going to be the world's police force. The good old United States of America is going to be the world's police force. And if they don't do it, fine. Let Europe go to hell. Let China invade Taiwan. Let Vietnam, let everybody go back. And then bring our Navy home. Bring the United States Navy home. All our 13 aircraft carriers, all our 15 battleships, all our fucking 25 frigates, instead of going down and patrolling off Africa and visiting Japan and going over to England, y'all fight it the fuck out like the Revolutionary War. And we'll bring the USS Constitution back to America, and we'll bring the Enterprise, and we'll bring the George H.W. Bush, we'll bring the Ronald Reagan. Bring all these ships back and just crowd them around our fucking dirt and let the rest of the fucking planet go to fucking shit. And if you try to come over here, it don't matter who you are. This ain't the Revolutionary War we're trying to fight England. This is goddamn, this is real war here. And the Atlantic Fleet, the 7th Fleet, the 6th Fleet, the Pacific Fleet, fuck. We'll fuck everybody up, man. We'll fuck them up. Our submarines, we'll send them over there and fucking blow people away, man.
I think you need to be more concerned about your drinking and more concerned about what your next move is now that you don't have any subpoenas.
No, that's not true.
So what's going to be your focus now that you're clear from the law, or are you not clear from the law?
No, I am clear from the law. I am clear from the law. My next focus is going to be, I am working on a world-class, fantastic Mario Batali style garden, man. Whether you see the shit I'm putting gentry. I'm putting stuff that you want to eat, not stuff that you might eat.
Like what kind of stuff?
I'm having rows of turnips. I'm having rows of rows of beets, because you eat both their
greens. This is all shit I don't want to eat.
Hang on, no, listen, you know why? Because you don't even understand. If you want to live long, you need to eat turnip greens. You need to eat beet greens. You need to eat mustard greens. The iron.
You need to stop smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. You need to stop waking up and putting whiskey in your coffee.
Well, hold on. You can lower the effects of the whiskey in your coffee. You can lower the 2 packs of cigarettes a day by eating turnip greens. Or you can minimize the effects, man. If you're trying to live a long time, you watch. I'm gonna build a garden. I'm gonna build a garden here that's gonna be a master garden. I'm putting corn all the way around the outside. So when dove fly in there to eat the corn, I'll shoot the dove and we'll eat them. I'm putting carrots for the parakeet or whatever the fuck that bird is. I'm putting carrots in there for it to eat. I'm putting turnips. I'm putting all the stuff that grows underground. I learned this year, I still got turnips out there that are still growing. They live through the entire winter. And what else I got out there? Turnips. Shit, trying to think what they are. Turnips. I can't. I can't figure out. I got more out there that made it through the winter. Yeah, Turtles and somebody else. But I can tell you, right now, finally, we are in the, we turned the corner, you know, where 60 in the daytime, 50 at night, and that's at least better than having to run. Did I tell you my fucking heater blew up, tried to set me on fire? Holy fuck. I got that something shut down. That, listen, there's been several entities, my heaters, two of them, that have tried to kill me. They have tried to kill me. My fucking heater, fucking fuel line, fuel filter goes in it, building up pressure. Son of a bitch, and all of a sudden this morning when I moved the heater, boom! Goddamn fucking heater just blows up in the fucking flames. If I had not been there when that happened, I was like, what the fuck, what the fuck? I turned the goddamn valve off on the heater, yeah. Yeah, that didn't do shit because the fire was outside the heater on the fuel filter. Yeah. Now I got to turn that line off. I shut that, and I'll shut off. I'm getting ready to go in there, and you let them know. Yeah. And I made a mistake. I've been saying Wesley Stewart. I found out the guy lied to me. It fills my propane tank up. He ain't Wesley Stewart. He's Wesley Shepherd. Shepherd. So when I get in there, Wesley Shepherd, I'm going to show you the fucking filter you told me I needed for my fucking heater and all this shit. And if I wouldn't happen to have been sitting there when that motherfucker blew up, because I want to know if it's meant to take the water, the condensation out of the gas, that's what the filter does, what does it do with it? What does the filter do with the condensation that it takes out of your propane tank? Well, I found out. It stores it up, and then all of a sudden it fucking blows up. Boom! Fucking. And if I hadn't been sitting there looking, I'd have been fucking burned up. I would have been fucking burned up, man. If I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I had to turn it off at the machine, at the heater, then turn it off at the fucking, at the 30-pound propane tank, turn that off too. Finally, it went out. Then I had to take the fucking fuel filter off the fucking heater, and it kept leaking gas and leaking gas and leaking gas and leaking gas. And I had to put the sandwich outside, and 3 hours later, I was still pushed the button, and it was still leaking gas. I was like, this son of a bitch right here has been building up pressure, and now forcing gas, whatever defect it has right here, and all of a sudden the filter itself bursted in the fucking flames, and even that I had it disconnected for fucking 3 hours, and it's still out there disconnected right now. I can walk out there and press on the fucking button on that fucking propane filter that goes on a Mr. Heater. Let me look at that thing, make sure. Mr. Heater Buddy. It's a propane gas filter that goes on a Mr. Heater Buddy. Well, guess what there, Wesley Shepherd. Been saying your name wrong. Wesley Stewart. The guy lied to me who fills my propane tank. He said your name is Wesley Stewart. It's not Stewart. Wesley Shepherd. I'm bringing this fucking goddamn gas filter that you told me I needed. Yeah, well, you didn't tell me over time it's going to build up pressure and it's going to burst in the fucking flames and it could have burnt my fucking van up and me in it. Yeah, so I'll be bringing that thing back in there. And I'm bringing in your percolator too. But I said I want to buy a percolator. I don't want one that cooks 4 cups of coffee. You can have that back too. So you're getting back this fucking gas filter and you're getting back your fucking percolator. Or I'll wind up there being mad and wind up having somebody mad at me again, just like down there trying to say that, fuck, I did this and I did that one a bit. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. I didn't do any of it. You watch and see. Watch and see. I'm telling you a true story. Every single last person that comes at me and says, well, you did this. And I'm like, man, fuck you. Here comes another one. Well, you did this. And fuck you, too. Well, you did this. Here's another one over here on the left. And then fuck you. You just can't say fuck you to everybody. You want to fucking bet? Want to fucking bet? I say fuck you to every fucking buddy, man. Until somebody wants to fucking, you know, if I'm on a sinking boat, you save me instead of me save you. If I'm over here and you want me to buy you this shit and you want me to buy you that shit, why don't you start buying some shit for me, man? I'm getting tired of buying shit for everybody. Yeah. You know, if I'm on a sinking boat, I want you to come get me. I don't need, you know, why should I? I am on a boat that is taking on water. Why am I saving you? You know, I mean, goddamn, it seemed like you'd throw me a life jacket or anything. Why am I saving people when I am on a sinking fucking ship? Yeah, that's what's happening. And they know it. They know it. Yeah, I'm on a sinking fucking ship. And you know what? That's a true story. Watch this shit. I'm getting ready to make me a goddamn bandit U-turn like Malcolm T. Ward. You know, a bandit U-turn, that's when you hit the emergency brake and you pull that thing and you hit the other brake and the car spins around and does a complete U-turn and you go the other way 100 miles an hour faster than the way you were going just now. So I'm getting ready to do a bandit turn, Malcolm T. Ward style, bandit turn, 100 miles an hour that way, hit the brake, pull the emergency brake, flip the lights off and spin around and go the other way before they even know what the fuck hit them. Gone. So that's what I'm doing, man. Getting ready to pull a bandit turn. And I might take a bandit turn. I don't know. I might do it. I might have your... I would hate to sit here and ride out an entire brutal northern Michigan winter and then turn around. And then when the beautiful weather gets here, 70 degrees every day, 50 degrees every night, what you love about the weather here in northern Michigan, wouldn't it be tragic if I was to sit here and go through this winter and put up with all this shit and then decide when the nice weather gets here, I'll head back to where it's fucking miserable like where you're at. Only way you're going to like where you're at is... It's if you're inside in the fucking air conditioning. Ain't no more shrimp boats. I done called out there. Man, fucking lost half the fleet. They ain't got any people out there. Shit. You ain't fucking out there in your fucking woods of raccoons. Try to stay in some fucking tent after the fucking... I could go out there north for miles. I could go out there to West Santa Barbara. I could actually set up out there. Yeah. Yeah, but I have to go back to the old days, man. Yeah, 20 years ago. Well, let me look around here. I got my big old fucking bag of weed right there. Got my Papa K's. Fucking what I'm going to eat tonight. And we'll find out. I'll call. Yeah. Fuck. You have to be careful with some of that whiskey, how you drink it. God damn. Yeah, you gotta slow down a little bit, man. You gotta slow down a little bit, but you know, I'm slowing down a little bit. I don't know. I've had that bottle. I bought it yesterday. It'll make it through today. And that can of beer there and that can of beer in there. And I bought 3 or 4 McDonald's cheeseburgers. That'll make it through today. When you get to where you're at, where I'm at, every day. See, you don't even fucking know. I'm going to tell you a true story. You're like 40-something, 50-something. Man, I got news for you, man. When do you get past 60-something? Get to 60-something. And then figure out what you're doing, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. You know, let me look around here. Yeah, that's what I'm going to drink over there. That's what I'm going to drink. Yeah. And then, you want to know the worst part? No bullshit. Guess what? I'm getting ready to be 63. Before you know it, you'll be fucking 70. When you're 70 years old, I'm pretty sure, the last time I checked, when you're 70 years old, you are one old motherfucker. So, when you make it to 70, and then you start streaming, oh, that's not that long for me. It's fucking right around the corner. Fuck, I'll come down there and visit you. Yeah, let me water the mangoes that I planted. Where's my avocados that I planted? Whatever happened to them green beans that I planted? I'll water them. And I'll take off again and come back 5 years later. Next thing you know, I'll be 70 years old. Where the fuck are the fucking mangoes that I planted? Where the fuck? You'll be like, oh, I'm gentry. I'm almost 50 now. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I was like, I know what the fuck you're doing. You're all fucked up, you fucking kid. Fucking probably don't eat avocados, probably don't eat shit. Fuck. So I'll come back there. You know what? You're worse than when I was in California and people told me. They said, we know that we will never see you again. And I was like, ah, you're full of shit, Roy Kinney. I'll be back next summer. Nope. We know your style. We'll never see you again. Yeah, bullshit. You know, that was back in 1988. I started working for Hooters in 1989. And I never got a chance to get away from that fucking restaurant. And I never made it back to meet them people again. So that old man died knowing that he would never see me again. And I was like, but hey, his grandkids are there. And his grandnephews. Now I'll go out there and say, hey, you guys remember me? I threw rocks at you motherfuckers. I fucking got rock fights with them fucking kids. Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, you let our grandpa down. He said that you weren't ever going to come back. And you said you would, but you never did. But now you are 20 years after he's dead. I'll be like, hey, man, I tried to get here. Working for fucking Hooters. But now what? What happened?